words. His imagination never came close to the truth, and he'd certainly never envisioned those devils walking Earth as mere men, dressed as pirates, storing stolen souls in harvest vegetables. The devil who'd conscripted him 500 years ago was named Rune. Jack barely remembered the town he was attempting to save by negotiating with Rune, or the boy he'd been when he'd done it. Now all the villagers were long dead, but not Jack. He wasn't so lucky. Instead, Jack was stuck in a monotonous job, the same job Rune once had. And Jack had the pleasure of looking forward to another 500 years of doing exactly the same thing, day in and day out. It wasn't like the job was too difficult. It was mostly quiet. But when it wasn't, he did everything from exporting entire herds of gremlins to clearing caves full of werewolves to capturing a flock of otherworld bats. Jack had even done the highly dangerous job of evicting a nest of half-breed vampires from an underground necropolis entirely on his own. Admittedly, the swaggering pirate Rune had come to Jack's aid a time or two, helping him avert what could have been disasters. But Jack quickly learned he didn't appreciate how Rune handled mortals. Too many of them died or went insane under his care. Eventually, Jack ended up at his current assignment, a quiet New England town called Hallowell that butted up against one of the most boring, sleepy crossroads in the entirety of the other world. Rune had probably thought Jack would complain about the placement, but the town was pretty, if small. There were plenty of large oaks and maples, elms and dogwood trees to offer him shade during the day. And in the fall, the colors were beautiful. There was something to be said for a quiet life. It was lonely, but Jack was used to being alone. He was about to summon his horse so he could ride through the forest while the red, orange, and yellow fall leaves rained down upon his head when he heard a noise.
"Must you sit all the way up there?"
Rune groused, emerging from the covered bridge and looking up at him. Smoke trailed in after the large man, pooling around his polished boots and caressing his ankles with long fingers. Stepping forward, Rune peeled off black leather gloves and stroked his short, boxed beard, shaved in thin lines and curls.
"Someone could get past you before you could intervene. Besides, I hate craning my neck to have a conversation."
Jack shrugged.
"I like keeping my pumpkin far from the road, so there's no risk it could get trampled on. Besides, I'd hear someone long before they got close."
Jack's pumpkin never aged or decomposed, but it could be broken, and that made his soul vulnerable.
"Yes."
Rune fingered his firefly-shaped earring, a far better choice of vessels for a lantern to hide his ember than a fat orange gourd. He smiled up at Jack. The shaggy hair that slipped from his careless queue hung down to his shoulders, dark, except for a white streak that fell across his eyes.
"I suppose, then, that's a wise choice."
"What do you want, Rune?"
Jack asked.
"There's been a rumor."
"About?"
"Your town. It would seem a witch wind is blowing, and it's coming from your crossroad."
"My crossroad?"
Jack said, leaping down with his pumpkin and landing easily next to Rune, feeling thin and pale next to Rune's sun-kissed tan and deep V silk shirt.
"Are you certain?"
All the lanterns were apprised when a witch wind blew. The lord of the other world gathered winds from the mortal world in a great funnel. Most of the time, the winds blowing through the crossroads were normal, but every so often, a special wind blew, indicating that a witch had grown strong enough not only to enter the other world, but to undo it completely. Unless the witch was captured and his or her energy contained, the other world as they knew it could be destroyed. Only one witch was permitted in the other world. She was trusted not just to avoid destroying it, but also to run it. She was the High Witch, the Lord's wife, and provider of all the magical energy in that realm. All others were a dreadful danger.
"There are whispers," Rune insisted.